There are different ways that God has called us, and there are different ways that God is in our world. This man who was born blind and was a beggar is one of the ones that did not ask Jesus for anything. Jesus chose him. I wonder what he was thinking. I wonder how he responded in his own heart initially when Jesus said, "Go and wash." We are, each of us, called. Some of us hear the call and respond to it quite easily. Some of us are challenged by it. But we are nonetheless called. And it's interesting that his story got shorter the more he told it. Jesus said to do this, and I did this, and I did this, and I did this. And then it became, he told me to wash, and I could see. You've asked me, and you've asked me, and you've asked me. I've answered the question. What do you want me to say? Well, I would offer to you that what we should say is that the Lord is my shepherd, actually. Jesus Christ gives us what we need. He supplies all of our wants and all of our needs. And in today's world, in the world where we are being called more and more to be apart from the people that we have contact with on a daily basis, to step back, it's interesting that we are called more and more to have Jesus Christ in our life. You have heard me say from here that I do think that God is present in our world, and that for every evil thing that happens, there are myriad things that are good and present of God that happen. And we are seeing those things. If you follow your news feeds or watch television and listen to the things that are going on, people are reaching out, people are helping, people are being prayerful, and people are being present, and people are being contemplative. I have a feeling that all those honey-do lists that have been hanging around for years are gonna get done. I have a feeling that all those thoughts and wishes and prayers that we've had to have more time to be contemplative and be present with God, those prayers are being answered a little bit at a time. I have no answers. I don't know what this reality is going to bring us to. I do know that we are just in the beginning of it, and that we need to be patient with one another. We need to understand that Jesus Christ is indeed our shepherd, and he gives us what we need, whether it's a pasture for repose or refreshes our souls. He is present even in our fears and our concerns. And he offers up his own body to alleviate those fears and concerns. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the one who has called us to live out God's presence. He continues to do it even in the current state. We are indeed the real presence of Jesus Christ in the world. We always have been. And when we come together to pray, whether it be in our own homes, with our families, or whether it's virtually like we are now across the world, we are witnessing to Jesus Christ in our lives. We are witnessing to the power of prayer, and to the power of hope. Those are important things that we have to offer no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing or not doing. Don't ever underestimate the power of prayer, ever. The Lord is my shepherd. There is indeed nothing that I shall want.